fourth and final hour. Darren, Donick, and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game on this Friday afternoon. Hope everybody's having a great day. Final hour of the program. Lee Sterling in the on-deck circle, Paramount Sports. And then pick six following that. It has been a fast-moving show yet again here today. Let's bring in Lee Sterling, who joins us every Friday at this time. Get you ready for the weekend. Lee, how you doing?
Can't complain. My Heat took care of business last night and moved up 2-0 over the Celtics in that series as a 33-year season ticket holder. It was a fun night, and then also had the over in Cincinnati and Cleveland. So that was over by the third quarter. So just sat back after those two results and enjoyed the fourth quarter, which was a surprisingly exciting game between Cincinnati and Cleveland.
And the little backdoor cover for the Bengals on that final touchdown.
So sometimes it's easier just to play the total.
Yeah.
Good quarterbacks win, great quarterbacks cover.
That's right.
By the way,
like
are they?
Might have to steal that one from
you.
I stole it from somebody else, so go ahead.
We'll just keep passing it around. So the Heat are going to do this, right? They're going to beat the Celtics.
I think so. I mean, if they can hold serve and then also the Lakers can win, how exciting would it be? I know a lot of people would like to see Boston and L.A., but LeBron James facing Eric Spoelstra and the Heat.
I know.
That would be compelling. Trust me, Eric Spoelstra knows LeBron better than anyone. That would be a fun series. The only negative is I wouldn't be able to see it in person.
Yeah.
I got to give that guy credit. I mean, how many people thought – nobody even heard of him when he first got hired by the Heat. He's still coaching the Heat all these years later with a completely different roster and doing really well.
Too. Yeah. So.
Well, everybody knows Bam now for the Heat.
Right.
Golly. All right, let's start with college. By the way, we just passed along Baylor in Houston has been postponed for this weekend. But you want to start with UCF. Seems like we keep looking at the same game. Last week, in our underdog selections on Thursday, I took Georgia Tech. You took Florida State. I went with Georgia Tech again this week, and you're going with UCF. You are not a believer in the Yellow Jackets.
No. Here's the problem, and I backed Georgia Tech last week. I thought they'd get the cover and maybe the win. Now it's not just so much that they haven't improved, and they have improved. They beat a Florida State team that is really an absolute mess. So now they got to face a Central Florida team that plays a different style. Up-tempo, they get off 10 to 15 more plays than the average offense. I think that up-tempo offense, which usually is clicking from the word go, I think it's trouble here for Georgia Tech here. I think Central Florida pulls away 38-24.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well,
sorry about that.
I mean, I need them to win outright, so it's not even. It's not even about the points. I only get the points if they win outright. So I got 12.5 last week with that outright win. So okay, well, we'll see what happens. Let's stay in the ACC. Louisville and the Canes. This is in the years past. This has been a really fun football game. Will this be a fun football game tomorrow?
Oh, I think so. It may not be the marquee game that everyone wanted to see, you know, like on a game day, but I think it's going to be a lot of scoring here. So Miami shored up the offense. They were able to get a quarterback in the transfer portal, grad transfer from Houston, De'Ara King, maybe the best quarterback since Ken Dorsey. Also found a kicker. They lost three games last year due to missed extra points and short field goals. So Miami still, though, has some problems on the offensive line. And at the cornerback position, they only dress five cornerbacks and two are true freshmen. I don't think they match up well with Tutu Atwell. I think he's one of the best receivers in the country. Scott Satterfield, one of the best young coaches, 17-8-1 against the spread since the start of 2018, and a barn burner. I like Louisville here, 42-38.
Well, that will be another fun game then. Let me ask you something real quick before I turn it over to Willie to continue this, because we're going to switch gears to the NFL. What do you make of the Big 12? I watched two of those games before we had to head to a little baseball tournament. And the Big 12, I mean, yes, Arkansas State came back, but you could feel it. The other one, Louisiana, just flat out whipped them. What did you make of the Big 12's weekend last week? And it was not a good showing, as we know.
Combination. I think they're down a little bit, except for Oklahoma. And maybe Texas, and then The Sun Belt's got some pretty good young players and good teams.
Willie?
Lee Sterling is with us from Paramount Sports. Be listening for his game of the week here coming up as we keep moving around. Let's go to the pros, Lee. We all watch very closely Houston, and what a tough way to start the year where you play the Chiefs and then turn around and play Baltimore. But this one is at home, so how do you like the Texans' chances against the Ravens?
So here's the thing. Most people base their wagers on what they saw the first week. I think Houston's going to be an improved team. They're going to get those pieces working together. Also, how about this stat? The last 34 offenses that scored 50 or more touchdowns past 12 years have averaged nearly 12 fewer touchdowns the following season. Biggest upset of the weekend, Houston 34-28 over Baltimore.
So you like the Texans outright. So you're saying there will be a little regression of the Ravens' offense based on your numbers.
Don't judge it based on one week where everything went right against Cleveland.
That's not good news for Titans fans, but that would be an intriguing game to watch for sure. Okay, let's stay in the AFC South, another team the Titans fans are watching closely. Indianapolis coming off the disappointing loss against Jacksonville. This week they get Minnesota.
So Minnesota, here's the problem when you're facing an Indianapolis team that has maybe the best offensive line. I think they're going to be able to control the ball. And if they use the run to set up the pass, could spell trouble. You know, if they get time, look out. I mean, Minnesota three top cornerbacks are under the age of 23. Both defensive ends from last year, Everson Griffin, he's gone to Dallas, and Danielle Hunter, he's out with a neck injury. I think Indianapolis puts it all together. This is a big game for both teams. You do not want to fall 0-2 on the season. I like Indy here, 30-20 over Minnesota.
Lee Sterling is with us, Paramount Sports. Before we get into the rest of your picks, ParamountSports.com is the website. Tell people what they'll get when they go there.
Just, you know, now's the time. Started off the year 2-1 the first week, 8-5 last week. And as I said, we start off this weekend. We start our weekend on Thursday and go through Monday night. We already won the first game there. So I rate my games from 10 to 50 units. Very rarely will we have a 40 to 50 unit play, maybe four or five times a year. And over the last decade, we're over 75% on these selections. So we rarely come out with them, but when we do, they're usually winners by two or three touchdowns, maybe even more over the point spread. Anyone wants to hop on board, now's the time. 2 weeks, introductory package, 2 weeks of my selections, and you're going to get 10 to 13, 10 to 14 games a week, just $297. Place to sign up, ParamountSports.com.
All right, ParamountSports.com. So the Titans taking on Jacksonville here in Nashville. It opened, I believe, at -9 for the Titans as the favorite. I looked up the stat, though, Lee, that under Mike Vrabel against the spread, when the Titans are at a rest disadvantage like they would be this week, they are 5-1-0, best in the NFL against the spread. But that's a big number.
It is a big number. And Jacksonville, you know, their defensive line is still pretty darn good. They get after the quarterback. And so they've got to control the ball here. Short week, physical game last weekend. Minshew, I just moves the chains, 19 for 20 last week. I think Tennessee wins the game 23-20, but I'm going to take the points here in this game.
And A.J. Brown out for the Titans this week. All right, finally, your game of the week is another one here in our state, Middle Tennessee State hosting Troy.
They want to get that game, just be one of the first 10 callers. In fact, I also like the NBA game, game one of the Western Conference Series finals between the Lakers and Denver. Any one of the first 10 callers, they call right now, they'll get that big game and also the Troy game for free. 800-400-9741 and take advantage of that special. 2 weeks, $297, ParamountSports.com.
That game has been moved up 30 minutes, so it's going to be a 2:30 Central kick. And that game has also been moved to ESPN, so a little love on ESPN for the Blue Raiders. Did you say who you liked, Lee?
Nope. We're gonna give that out if they give the 800 number a call.
Give you a call. That's what you need to do. Give Lee Sterling a call. Lee, appreciate it as always. Best of luck this weekend. We'll do it again next Friday.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
There you go. MTSU and Troy's is game of the week. We will come back. pick six, which ironically one of our games is Texans-Ravens, and Lee said flat-out Texans victory, not even with the points. Did anybody take that in underdogs? Let me see. Yes. Oh, Chris Sanders did.
Yep.
Yikes. Chris Sanders took the Texans straight up in underdogs. All right, come back. 615-737-1025. Your phone calls for pick six next.